Welcome to the Bookcasting Podcast episode 16. I'm Ola Wien. We're going to talk about the new geography of jobs by Enrico Moretti. And the reason why we're going to talk about this book is going to be explained to you by our expert guest, Tom Erik Støver.
Well, the reason we chose this book is because it focuses on the importance of putting the right people in the right places
in order
to stimulate innovation. How do you like that?
Martin Grimland is our special guest today. He's just going to join us for 3 minutes. Hello, Martin.
Hello, hello.
Where are you now?
I'm in Bangkok.
You are in Bangkok. Is this work?
I am in Bangkok.
Is it work or pleasure?
It's pleasure.
Very good.
As little work as possible.
Yes. Very good. So, you have not read the book, but you are still here because we want you to be on. And we're going to ask you a few questions about what you're doing over there.
That's nice.
But first, we're going to say that you want to work. You have a little dream about working from abroad and delivering results in Norway.
Yes.
Yes. And why is it this is appealing to you? What is appealing about it?
It's because it combines my hobby of traveling with my passion for producing.
What do you produce?
Yeah, I develop software.
Yes, yes, good, good, good. So this book is really about one of the points in the book is that it's easier to make good work if you are in a place that inspires you. While you do the work. So basically, and he has a lot of arguments around it. We have to ask him some questions about this trip, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
What happened to your tone?
Not the book. Should I read this book?
Yes, you should read this book.
Yes.
But what happened to your tone?
This will come as a surprise to you both, but I'm actually reading books now.
Very good.
That's what we heard.
Yes.
What book are you reading?
You heard. Who told you this?
You. You did.
Well, he's a liar.
So who?
No, I read the. Yes. I've been reading books.
Yes. Which one?
I read the Freakonomics.
Yes. Oi, oi, oi. We want to do it.
It's right here.
Yes. That's very good.
Stephen Levitt.
Yeah. So what's your favorite story from the book?
Favorite story from the book is... I like the drug mafia bosses that live with their moms.
Yes, yes,
me too. It's page 99. Yes. Why does drug live with their mom? Yeah, yeah. What do you like about the story?
But the best part was actually the abortion law in the States was the cause of the drop of criminality in. In the States, that was pretty fun.
And especially in New York City.
Yeah. No, not.
But that was not really related to the drug lords, was it?
No, that was two separate parts.
But you liked them both?
I liked them both.
Yeah, me too. Those are my favorites too.
And Malcolm Gladwell? He doesn't agree.
Malcolm Gladwell has his own theories. That's, and that's interesting, of course. But very good, so okay. So, Freakonomics.
Freakonomics.
So, you would recommend people to read it?
It's a fun twist on statistics and correlation, so I think it's pretty fun. I was hoping more insight, but I've been looking for books to give me this, so... It did not give any economic insights, like in the world economics and... How it all works.
Did you like that, or was that what you were looking for?
That was actually what I was looking for.
You want something that can help you understand what's going on with the world economy.
Yep.
I see.
So I have got my book for it, but I haven't started reading it yet because I'm now reading a book on nutrition.
So what's this called, the economic book?
Let's see, it's called We Have to Leave Soon.
That's a very strange name.
I will check it.
I haven't read that.
You haven't read that?
No,
we it's have to really, leave soon.
It's a smashing book.
It's it sounds very economics.
It sounds
I can
very,
see why that soon. Makes sense.
Yes,
economically.
Yes, yeah, very
Let's
negative.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Title for an economic book.
You know that when before the elections in the States, when we were over there now, we talked to people. So who are you going to vote for? Some people told us, some didn't tell us. But those who told us, they said, you know, if this guy or that guy wins, I'm getting on a plane and I'm getting the fuck out of Dodge. That was what people told us. So from both sides, they were like, I'm getting out. And you even had some sort of lottery where you can put in money. And if the other candidate won, they would some would win tickets out. Plane tickets out of the States. Yeah.
This is a different economic book.
Yes.
It's called We Are Leaving.
Huh?
But the economics book I'm reading called Naked Economics.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
guessing that this small science.
The what, this small science?
The other one is Little Book of Economics.
Oh.
How the economy works in the real world.
Okay, interesting. We will...
I'm leaving, it's been a delight.
Yes.
Where are you going?
Now we're going to a very, very expensive Fancy Pants restaurant in Bangkok.
Ooh, that sounds just like you.
Yes, it's exactly what I usually do.
Yeah. And before
yes.
you go?
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened
yeah.
to your toe?
What happened to your toe?
What happened to my toe?
Your
I
toe.
Was at the end of a Muay Thai training session
yes.
of 2 hours.
Yes.
I was pretty tired, but I was going to jump into the ring. And midway, I fell on my hip. I did a somersault, and I landed on the mat inside the boxing ring.
Yes.
And somehow, I hit my toe.
On the hip? You put your toe on your hip?
No, I think I hit the toe on the floor when I fell to the floor.
So, did you win the fight?
So, I didn't win the fight. It was actually just after I got a kick in the head.
Have you any other more healthy hobbies over there?
If I have any other what?
Healthy hobbies that are more healthy than getting kicked in the head and break your toe.
No.
Okay.
They're all
okay.
very unhealthy.
Everything is as it's always been then. Yep.
Okay, thank you. Everything is as usual.
Yes.
Okay.
Have fun.
Have fun.
You too. Bye.
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 Yep. Let's just keep going.
He was not expecting that.
No, that's okay. So, okay.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about I'll say it again.
Yes.
The New Geography of Jobs by Enrico Moretti.
Yes.
So I will sum up this little conversation we had now.
Yes.
Yes. So the thing is, he's making, he's a coder. He's coding software. And he would like to work somewhere else than Oslo.
Mm-hmm.
But deliver the results to Oslo. And the reason he said he likes to travel, but, and that's good, but it is one of the points in the book. So, if you're going to create stuff, which is, you know, you create code, you need inspiration. You need to meet other interesting people, new people. And that's what one of the things he gets from travel. He's very into getting out, meeting new people and stuff. So it's easier for him, basically, to travel away
mm-hmm.
than it is to try to find that kind of stuff in Oslo. It's very... in line with the book, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very much how he... Yeah. What the author is talking about. So where did we get to now in our script?
Well... Around here, I think.
Yeah. Similar. Yeah. Maybe you should take it again.
Yes. So what I was trying to say
yes.
about why we chose this book
yes.
to do on this podcast
yes.
is because we believe that... there is something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Around here.
Yeah.
Meaning in the larger Scandinavian territory.
Yeah.
We need to find a way of putting the right people together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because we need innovation over here. We don't have enough innovation, I think.
Especially in Oslo.
And this book is about if you put innovative people together, it will stimulate productivity. You will increase productivity, not only in that innovating sector, but also in all other sectors.
Like, for example?
Like service sectors.
Yes.
Like non-skilled service sectors.
Yes.
Like, you know, the cashier at the grocery store. Or
carpenters. Oh, they're skilled, man.
Car washers.
Car washers, I get it. Yeah. That's what it says in the book.
Yes. And I think this is particularly a problem in Norway, because here we are not punished for having low productivity.
Yes.
Because we have artificially high income.
So what he basically says in the book is that you can see, especially in the States, you can see that the cities where they have a lot of innovations, you will get higher wages than the same work being done in cities. Smaller cities, less innovations.
Yeah, but also closer to home, in Finland.
Yes.
Which we'd like to think that we're similar to the Finns.
Yes.
But we're not.
I know.
They are much smarter than us.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But they have a very fruitful innovation community.
In some places in Finland.
In Helsinki.
And?
Espoo.
Espoo, which is the twin city.
The twin city.
Of Helsinki.
Yeah. And they have, they do a lot of technology and telecommunications. Nokia is from there.
Yes.
But the result is that the rest of the community, the surrounding community that contributes, kind of that, you know, they provide services to the innovative people, they also kind of get more productive.
Yes.
And they get more higher wages.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a friend from Finland.
You do?
Yes. Jukka Ahonen. Mm. And the company he works for is are doing, you know, he's the same kind of guy that Martin is doing computer programming.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we're not going to mention them. And they're in Espoo. How do you say it?
I'm not sure how to say it. It's in Finland.
Right outside of Helsinki.
Yeah.
Across the river. Haven't you been there?
Like that. Yeah. It's, you have to go across a bridge, I think.
Yes.
But it's the neighboring. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the whole area, basically.
It's like St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Helsinki is rated one of the top cities for creative people to move to.
Mm.
And it's up there with the top cities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so this story. So my friend, he's coding, and he feels he's getting a slight headache.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, did I drink last night? No, I didn't. What's going on? And then he realizes that there's something wrong with the air. There's like, it's a little stale in a way. And he walks over to the air ventilation system, and there's no sound there.
Mm.
So he's like, oh, they turned it off.
Mm-hmm.
I got to talk to the janitor.
Mm.
So he walks to the janitor's office, comes in, the janitor's there, and he says, did you turn off the ventilation system? And he's like, no, I didn't, but I'll check it.
Mm.
You just go back to work. And then my friend doesn't know what happened, but he fixed it.
Mm.
He made it work again. And it's a fun story, and according to the author of the book, the janitors in innovation hubs, they get they are working, they have to go get up to the high standards that these people are holding themselves to in their other work. And because of that, they do better work. And because they do better work and are more productive, they get better paid than people in the rest of the country. I don't know if it's like that in Finland. And but at least it's like that in the States.
It's like that in the States. They have actually run the numbers. And they realize that controlling for, you know, other factors. It seems that you get more money for the for kind of the same job. The same position. In innovation hubs like San Francisco and New York and Boston. Than you would in, let's say, Des Moines or...
And that's also non-innovative related jobs. Like janitors, like hairdressers.
Across the board. Across the board. And because... And the hypothesis is that they are actually more productive because of the innovation sector being more productive. And so they're not getting more money just because they're there. It's actually because they're creating more value. The whole, as a whole, the community as a whole is actually creating more value. And so that means there is more, there's more wealth to share between them.
The whole community is creating value, more value, because there are some locomotives pulling the train along, doing great work. And one example of that is Angry Birds is doing this. And I just made up the story. And but I have a friend, and his name is Jukka Ahun, and he lives in Esbo. So it might as well have happened. But if you want true stories from real life, read the book.
Well, I have
read the book.
I have a question for you now.
Do
you think that the political culture in Norway is an obstacle to a fair division of wealth based on productivity?
So you're thinking that in the States, it's like this. If I live in a hub where everybody is doing better work because we're pulling each other along and be more productive, in the States, I will get better paid even though I'm just the mailman. Maybe not the mailman, but...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I, even though I'm just a mailman, I will get better paid because me delivering the mail to these guys in a good way is important to them. And I understand that from my interactions with them that I need to do a good job here because this is really important shit that's going on.
And you're actually providing a good experience, and you're delivering the mail faster and you're providing them with personal service, like, oh yeah, well, if you're not at home, I will call you to check if you're at work. Maybe I'll stop by your work to give you the mail instead.
So I have an example about this. Because I experienced this several times when I was in the States. And one example is, there is a little store in the East Village. It's just a room, and they have all sorts of cables and little things in there. And so, and what they do is, you come in with your computer and they fix it if they can. But I wasn't going to do that. I was going to get a cable so that I can use my microphone to make this podcast while I was over there. And I went in there and I said, you know, I need something to get in here. And he was like, yeah, you know, it's there. And it's like this and like this. And it was like, he gave me a cable. It's very, very unimportant in a way, at least for him. But he treated me like I was really important right then. And he was really showed me that he knew what he was doing. So if my computer had had any trouble over there, I would go to him. To get it fixed, basically. And your question is it the political culture here that causes us to not be like that? And it's hard to say yes, that that's the reason. But what you can see is, let's say I'm doing a mediocre job somewhere. The political culture that we have, or at least laws that are in place in the culture around work will prevent my boss from firing me.
Mm-hmm.
If he decides that he wants me out because I'm mediocre, he might be able to do it. It's going to be real hard.
Mm.
He's going to spend a lot of resources, and maybe he will even think that the 1 million the company pays to keep me employed is not worth it.
Mm.
Because he's going to spend so much time and resources that he should use on something else. But that's not the worst thing. The worst thing is he will not even consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the culture here is that people should just have a job. Don't need to be, doing the going the extra mile, as they say in the States.
Mm.
So the thing is not that really that we have low productivity in Norway. It's that people are not prepared to go the extra mile. And it's because of the complacency. Everybody
They don't have any incentive.
I think that the incentives are a lot stronger in an innovative hub, where you know that if you do well, you can actually get somewhere.
Mm.
You know, you won't just get a pay raise, which is the best you can hope for in Norway.
So you and me, we agree that we want more creative people to come
to move to Oslo. So,
but what do you think that the listener can do to kind of make a change?
Yes. So even though the culture here is an obstacle to it, to what I see as, going the extra mile, giving extra good service and delivering extra good things, people still do it. And I want you, the listener, to remember somebody who you have encountered that has given you extra good service, and then go out of your way to do business with them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's more convenient for you in some kind of way to do this business with mediocre people that just gives you, the basics that you need, you should put your money to give it to the best people. That's what you can do.
And you have an example, don't you?
Maybe I forgot it.
The
grocery store, yeah. I have many grocery stores where I live at Rodeløkka, which is a little place in Oslo. And lots of grocery stores, and they're all a little different. But this one guy, he has people there working for him, which are always really good at their job. They're always real positive. They're always willing to help. And it's a Kiwi down by, what's it called, the park? Sofienbergparken, which means the Sofien Mountain Park. It's a very...
Mount Sophie Park.
Mount Sophie Park is a good park.
Yeah.
Yes, go to Kiwi, Sofienbergparken.
Yeah.
Great place. His name is Anders. Anders Nyhus. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
How long have you been on?
Well, I don't know. Maybe 20, between 20 and 25 minutes.
Yeah, so we're actually getting to the end here.
We're getting close to the end.
Yeah.
Which is why we want to tell you about audible.com. Because we actually have converted 3 people, I think, at least 3 people, into...
Who's the third?
Book listeners. We have converted Kalbi.
Yeah.
And Dietzel.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes.
And maybe, I think, Serena.
Ah.
I'm not sure if she's actually converted, but we're going to say that we have converted her into a listener, listener of books, because you may think that you have to consume a book by reading it with your eyes.
Yes.
But that's not true. You don't have to.
You can read with your ears.
You can read with your ears.
With your ears.
And that is actually a very good way to read, because you can read while you do other stuff with your hands.
And that's very good.
Like when you clean.
Yes.
Or when you drive.
And that's very good, especially if you get sleepy when you read.
Yeah.
Because if you are driving, you know that if you fall asleep, you die.
Yeah.
No, if you clean your house, you won't fall asleep. And if you don't like cleaning your house, you maybe you should clean your house and listen to a book at the same time.
And I'm now going to plug a new feature.
Yeah.
That, from Amazon.
Okay.
It's called Whisper Sync.
Yes.
And it's the I
like it.
Swear to God.
Yes.
Even though I don't believe in one.
Yes.
It's the best thing that has happened since Gutenberg.
You swear to all the gods.
It's to all the gods and the ungods.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you got it covered.
Whisper Sync is you can listen to the book.
Yeah, like you do now.
Yes.
Yes.
And then press pause. You pause it.
Yeah.
And then you open the same book on your Kindle.
Which don't have to be a Kindle device. It could be on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Android.
Android.
Your favorite device.
Windows, if you're so inclined.
Or MacBook. Yeah.
Open the same book there.
Yes.
And it will turn to the same page.
Yes.
That you, when you stopped listening.
Like magic.
And the other way around.
Or like Whisper.
And I use that all the time now.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you have to buy the book twice?
You have to buy both, but it will not cost as much.
Okay, you get the discount when you buy the same book one more time.
Yeah. But I'm not sure, actually. I think we should encourage Amazon to make it even cheaper to have both. But the problem is that they're two different productions. So, because when you have the Audible version, there's an actual guy sitting there reading the whole book, and that costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of hours for him to read the whole book.
But what you just explained has higher value than just having the audiobook or the book.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's worth more money.
It's worth more money, too.
They shouldn't price it down.
You should pay for both.
You should pay double for both.
Yeah.
Four times the money.
But today, you can actually get one Audible book for
free.
Yeah. But then we will have to convert you into a book listener.
Yes.
And the way you do that is that you go to audibletrial.com.
Yeah.
Go there right now.
Yes, now.
I'm waiting. Just get your computer. Yeah. Yes. Go to audibletrial.com // bookcasting. Yeah, that's great. And when you go there, you will get a link, a sign-up link. You hit the link and you put in your username and password. And I think we realized you have to put in your credit card.
Yes.
But they're not going to take your money yet.
Yet.
You get 1 month.
Yes.
Free.
Yes.
Well, which means one book. Yes. And you get to keep that book forever.
Yes.
But if you don't want to continue, you have to cancel it.
Yes.
But you get to keep the book.
Yes.
But it costs less than $10 a month.
Yes.
And you get one book each month.
No. You get a credit, and then you can save the credit and buy the book whenever you want.
Yeah.
So it's not like they send you a book in the mail and you have to read it.
No.
You just wait until you meet me, and I say, you know, I have this new book that you have to listen to.
Yeah.
And then you can decide to buy it or not right then.
But there is a limit to the number of credits that you can have backed up.
And then, is it?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know.
And then you can also buy extra books. I do that.
Yeah. And today I want you to go, I don't even know if it's on Audible. Maybe it isn't.
Which one?
The New Geography of Jobs by
Enrico Moretti. I don't think it is.
But then we will recommend for you a different book instead.
Yes.
Because then you should also get this, The New Geography of Jobs.
Yes.
You can get it as a regular book or on the Kindle.
Yes.
But you can get a different one on Audible.
Yes.
You should get Steven Pinker.
Steven Pinker.
Yes, because we talked about Steven Pinker on the last episode.
Yes. Yeah. What episode was that?
Number 17.
Good.
No, 16, 17.
I hope. Well, I said this was number 16.
Yeah, that was wrong.
But it's actually 18.
It's 18.
Yes. I'm sorry about that.
It's easy to be confused about that.
Well, I just made up a number, so I wasn't even confused.
Is what you have me for.
That's true.
I keep track of the numbers.
I just make them up.
Yes. So, Because we told you on the last episode
yes.
that you should get Steven Pinker's Better Angels of a Nature.
Yes.
But you probably didn't.
Yes.
So now we give you another chance.
And it is the same book. You still wanted to get the same book.
Yes, because they didn't listen to us the last time. So we have to tell them again.
So, good. Yeah. So go check out our bookcasting podcast number
18. 17.
It's out.
Yes, when this one is out, it's going to be out.
And it's about Steven Pinker, and it's basically about why the history of why he describes how historically violence has declined in the human civilization. And it's an overwhelming mass of data and evidence that shows us that it's... for many reasons, and he also goes into what he thinks can be the reasons, violence is just declining and declining. It's a book that gives you a good feeling about where we're going to end up. Because every day, there's less violence committed on these planets.
Yes.
Yes. And this has been, we're going to say goodbye to you now. This has been the Bookcasting Podcast, episode 18.
I think so.
Yes, good. And we have talked about The New Geography of Jobs by Enrico Moretti. And I'm Ola Vea, and this is our expert guest, Tom Erik Støver.
Yes, and before I let you go,
yeah,
I'm going to plug our website.
Yes.
Bookcastingpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Go there and download all the episodes that you haven't listened to yet.
And listen to
all. Because you are lazy.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
A little lazy. Because there are a lot of good episodes out there. And one of them, Stephen King. I really like Stephen King.
Yeah, Stephen King.
We should talk about Stephen King again sometime.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
No promises.
No promises. And facebook.com/bookcastingpodcast.
.com.
No.
No. But remember to find your local good service person and spend your money there.
Yeah, go to Kiwi. Near the Sophie Mountain Berg.
Yeah, or some other place near you that has a good person. Goodbye now.
Next week, we're going to do...
Networking for People Who Hate Networking. A book about introverts and networking. A field guide for an introvert. They're overwhelmed and the underconnected by Deborah Zach. Thank you, everybody. This has been the Bookcasting Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Reading books so you don't have to.